love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Now on Radio 1, it's time for our new game with the snappy title, Will Laura's Sister Mary Lie to Help Laura Get a New Job? The game is simple. Right, how much do you trust your sister, Mary? How much?
A lot.
A lot.
So I've got a mouthful of banana.
That's real nice, yeah. If you could, I hate people eating on the radio and TV. Do it. No, I don't want it.
It's
in your mouth.
What do with it?
Just put it there.
Okay.
Right. Do you trust her?
Yes.
She'd do anything for you, you think?
Yes.
Okay. Would she lie for you if she knew it would help you?
Yes.
Okay. Right, this is how this works. So, we've called up Mary, Laura's sister, and we've told her that you've applied for a new job and had an interview.
Right.
Okay? It's not happened, but that's what we've told her.
Yeah.
Now, we've told her that you put her name down for a reference, and then we asked her a few questions about the things you put in your job application and said in the interview, right?
Right.
Now, the things we're asking you about, completely made up, and Mary, in her head, would know that they were complete lies, but would she go along with these lies, knowing that it would help you? Or would she just be honest and say that you've totally lied about all these things on your job application, all right? So we've told her you've gone for a new job and you've had an interview.
Yeah.
And then we've put loads of things in there that are completely made up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think she'd help me. I think she'd tell the truth.
Okay, cool.
Lie to get me the job.
To get you, yeah. Okay, right, so let's find out. Well, Laura's sister Mary, lie to help Laura get a new job. Love this music. What we did was we've got Joe, one of the executive producers here at Radio 1, to call Mary, pretending to be from a TV company.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mary Sayers?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Mary. My name's Mark Daldry. I'm from Chess TV. I'm wondering if you could spare a couple of minutes for me.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much indeed. We're an independent production company making television programmes mainly for ITV, Sky, Bravo and Living TV. And I hope you don't mind us getting in contact with you as your sister, is that right, Laura Sayers?
Yeah, Laura.
Yes, has applied for a job with us and you're down as one of her referees, so I was hoping
for a
quick conversation. Very informal, as I say, just a quick conversation, shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes. Because I want to make sure she's not an axe murderer or anything like that.
Okay.
She's not an axe murderer, is she?
No, she's my big sister, so I hope not.
Great. Oh, she sounds so nervous. Love her. Oh, no, she's my big sister, so I hope not.
Oh, bless her.
As if you put your sister down as a reference anyway.
No, you'd never do that.
You wouldn't
would
do
you?
That. Okay, let's carry on.
She was part of the BBC traineeship scheme.
Right, okay. Are you a traineeship? That's amazing.
Laura came in for an interview earlier today, and she was very impressive, so I just need to run over some facts. And she was part of the BBC traineeship scheme.
That's you're a traineeship.
Yeah.
It is ship, he says, isn't it?
She was part of the BBC traineeship scheme.
Okay, yeah. Right, so here is the first blatant lie that you have told in your interview, in the interview that never happened.
Right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she works on for BBC Radio 1 on the Scott Mills show?
Yeah, Scott Mills.
Great, and she's the producer of that show.
Right, so you've said in the interview that never happened that you're the producer when you're actually the assistant producer.
Yeah.
Is Mary going to lie and go along with your dishonesty?
Yes, she'll lie.
She'll say that you're the producer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Great, and she's the producer of that show?
Yes.
Yeah, she lies! Okay, here's the next lie you told in your job interview.
Yeah.
Great. And she's presented her own show on Radio 1 at weekends, filling in for Sarah Cox and Annie Mac.
You've presented your own Radio 1 show. Your sister, right, she will obviously know in her head that that is a lie, but will she go along with it to help you get this new job? You've presented your own show on Radio 1.
In for Coxie and Annie Mac.
Yeah.
I think she'd lie and say that I've done that.
So she's going to say, even though she knows it's not true, that, yeah, you've done your own show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. And she's presented her own show on Radio 1 at weekends, filling in for Sarah Cox and Annie Mac.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a good sister. She covered your ass, she lied. And she goes on to embellish it just a bit too.
Great, but it's over now, is that right?
Yes. Well, the Scott Mills show is still going on, but the one where she filled in, that's over.
Right.
But okay. She's still working very... She does a lot on air stuff and a lot of production. But at the moment, she'll probably be working today, in fact.
Great. Well, it's good to have people with presentation skills as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's over now, but she did do it. She lies for you a lot. As you thought.
Oh, bless right. her.
Here's the next lie you tell them.
She won an award at the Sony Radio Academy Awards in 2006 for Best Producer, yes?
What? Right, so you won the award for Best Producer at the Sony Radio Academy Awards. Is she going to go along with that?
Yeah, she'll go along with it.
She will?
Yeah.
She won an award at the Sony Radio Academy Awards in 2006 for Best Producer, yes?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God, she's such a liar.
You're both so dishonest. What do you think she'll be thinking when this is going on, when this guy's talking to her?
She'll be cacking herself, probably, that she's going to say the wrong thing and get me into trouble.
So dishonest. Right, here's the next complete load of fiction you've told this TV company.
She likes to do a lot of work for charity, is that right? She swimming the channel last year?
Swimming the channel?
The David Walliams thing.
Yeah, okay. Actually, you do kind of believe in your head that you did swim the channel anyway, even though you were riding along in a boat alongside David Walliams. Right, would your sister lie and say that you did swim the channel for charity to this bloke to get you this job?
Yes, I'm going for a full house.
She's going to say you swam it.
I think she'll back me up every step of the way.
She likes to do a lot of work for charity, is that right? She swimming the channel last year?
Yes. She was involved with sort of the channel swim. She didn't actually do it herself, but like, she was involved in the channel swim.
Okay, but she didn't swim in the channel.
No.
Ah, you see, there's a limit. She grasped you,
Mary.
Okay, so she's grasped you up on that one. Here's another lie. Is your sister going to go along with it, or is she going to grass you up again?
Right.
Here it is.
Okay, and this is quite key for us. You'd say Laura's completely committed to broadcasting as a career, would you? She wouldn't want to go back to medicine.
did your sister know that you used to be in medicine? Because that's never happened, has it?
I'd be rubbish at that.
Yeah. Is she going to go along with it?
Yeah.
Remember, she grassed you up last time.
That's a quite easy one to lie about.
Right. What, they used to be in medicine?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you're saying that she will lie for you?
Yes.
Okay.
You'd say Laura's completely committed to broadcasting as a career, would you? She wouldn't want to go back to medicine?
No, not at all. She's completely committed.
And she's back on your side.
Woohoo!
Now, this is my favourite one. This is really testing it now, right? She is a great sister to you. Seriously. This is the best one. What will Mary say to this one?
Because it does seem, as an employer, it seems that once you've qualified as a neurosurgeon, it's a strange career change to make.
So now you're qualified as a neurosurgeon. That's what you said in the interview that didn't happen. Is she going to keep going along with the lies, or is she going to dub you into to your new employer?
She'll keep going, I think. She'll lie for me.
She's
going
to go for the neurosurgery.
I think she will.
Okay.
It seems that once you've qualified as a neurosurgeon, it's a strange career change to make.
A neurosurgeon?
Yes. Is that an issue? Have we been misinformed?
She's definitely not a neurosurgeon.
Oh,
I don't believe this. I'm getting pranked.
Yeah. Excellent. So she kind of sussed what was going on in the end. Probably knows it's got something to do with us.
Did you hear her voice?
A neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon.
Yes.
She's definitely not a neurosurgeon.
See, she went quite far, but there is a limit. And that's a neurosurgeon. But in summary, you're a dirty liar and so is your sister. But fair play. She did lie for you quite a lot.
I didn't say any of those things. That was made up.
I know, but... So that was, well, Laura's sister Mary lied to help Laura get a new job. You have got an amazing sister. Come on, girl. Come on, girl.